Hello and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers, talking about and sharing their favourite books. Well, like most of Britain, we all woke up a few days ago to find snow on the ground, and a day playing in the snow really made a wonderful break from lockdown and all its woes. There were sliding down hills on baking trays, there were snowball fights, there were snowmen, and I gather my children have actually made some kind of film set in the Ice Age. It all had to be made rather quickly because down in this part of the country, snow never lasts very long. But I have a book to share with you to begin with today that is quite unlike the sort of book I normally read. But I read it, in fact, when the whole Black Lives Matter thing really flared up. I was somewhat perplexed because the chaplain at my children's Catholic school, in his final message before they all broke up from the summer, was, "I want you all to be radical. I want you all to join Black Lives Matter." And I thought, you know, that there's a lot of anger on both sides and statues being smashed up. I mean, there was even a statue of Wilberforce, I gather, was broken down when Wilberforce, apparently none of them knew, was actually the chap who abolished the slave trade. But there was a lot of stuff like that, and it was very, very unpleasant. But I thought, I want to read something about the Black experience in Britain, because it's very underrepresented in terms of talking about people of colour. There's not really that much written about what it's like to be Black and British, and it's a very different experience to being African-American or Black South African or from any other part of the world. It's a very, very specific experience and one that really needs to be talked about a lot more. And the book that was recommended to me was Slay in Your Lane, The Black Girl Bible, by two writers. I'm always interested in co-authored books. It's by Yomi Adegoke and Elizabeth Uvibinene. I will henceforth refer to them as Yomi and Elizabeth because at one point in the book they actually talk about how incredibly annoying it is when people say their name wrong, and I sympathise because people do that to me all the time. What attracted me to this book as opposed to the swathe of books that's coming out at the moment on similar subjects is that it looked to me to be very positive. It's very much about how to get ahead if you're a Black British girl, how to get ahead in the workplace, how to get ahead in university. It's very much a positive, dynamic look at the possibilities. And that was what I found attractive about it. So I took a look. And what the book is really about, the first and one of the only criticisms I would make of this book is it talks about being a Black girl Bible. It really isn't. That's not at all what the book is when you open it up. I kind of thought from the way the title was written and the way the whole book was presented that it was going to be a kind of handbook for Black British girls, showing them the best way to move ahead in their careers and how to really get on in life, how to deal with racism, how to deal with misogyny and all the rest. It's not at all really a handbook. What it is a series of interviews with Black women who have got to the top of their profession, who've really succeeded, they're CEOs of businesses, they're academics, whatever it was they chose to do, they did well in. And yes, it does include those women giving advice to the younger generation. So it's not entirely without ideas and without instructions, but it is mostly really a Black girl's experiences rather than a Black girl's Bible as such. So that's the first thing to be aware of, because otherwise you can end up being quite quickly disappointed with it. But it is fascinating. in terms of being a collection of women's experiences. And the other small criticism I would make of the book is it's really not just for black girls. I actually think that everyone should read a book like this. If you want to have some idea of the day-to-day difficulties that black women in Britain still face, you really need to read this book. And we should all be aware of where conflicts come from. If we only ever see riots, if we only ever see destruction, if we don't really make an attempt to appreciate where problems begin and where resentment and anger start,